blockbusters. It's a term commonly used to refer to a film, theater production, best-selling novel, or even a video game that has made an enormous popular and financial success, as can often be the case with big-budget productions. The term first appeared in the American press in the early 1940s during the Second World War, referring to aerial bombs that were capable of destroying entire city blocks. 30 years later, in the 1970s, huge films had many words to describe them: spectacular, super grosser, and finally blockbuster, which stuck after its first real use in 1975 to describe Steven Spielberg's immensely popular film, Jaws. Jaws's box office taking was, at the time, the biggest on record, grossing over $100 million. But when adjusting for inflation, other films before 1975 did rake in more money, as is the case with The Sound of Music and Gone with the Wind. But the significance at the time was that the bar of $100 million was finally crossed. Since then, many studios have tirelessly tried to emulate the blockbuster movies, usually by increasing a film's budget and by launching a vast advertising and marketing campaign to build hype before its release. A blockbuster can also be a film whose success and popularity are huge, even though the quality of the film, the acting and directing, for example, might not be at all as good as in other films. The best example for this is Godzilla by Roland Emmerich, released in 1998. Even though it was an enormous box office success, bringing in $379 million with a budget of only $130 million, it was panned by the critics, and even many fans made negative comments about the film. As time progressed and the need for profitability became more important, a blockbuster mentality took hold of the studios. There was a drive to release as many blockbusters as possible, with nationwide or even worldwide advertising campaigns, all with the goal of selling as many cinema tickets as possible during a film's release. This has, however, caused the author-driven films to slowly fade away. On the other hand, some journalists, like Tom Schoen, consider George Lucas, the creator of the Star Wars and Indiana Jones franchises, or Steven Spielberg, to have reinvented and reinvigorated the U.S. film industry, and that they deserve more recognition within the artistic circle. Of course, some films become blockbusters without a huge budget, and these hits may be called sleepers. The best example for this is the 2009 thriller Paranormal Activity. It originally had a budget of only $15,000 and made $193 million at the box office. It has already had four sequels, with a fifth in preparation, and the budgets for these films have never exceeded $5 million, and they have all grossed around $100 million each. An earlier example of such a sleeper film is The Blair Witch Project of 1999, which had an estimated budget of $60,000, and to date it has brought in more than $140 million in revenue. The main objective of a blockbuster movie is to make the most money possible, a practice that has been widely viewed by many critics and directors as an alienation of the art form. But nothing to fear, there are still many author-driven and art house films for the true lovers of the art to enjoy.